This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Use code GRACE to receive $10 off plus free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com to order today. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is it, you cannot compare this, and I'm sick of people comparing. You can't compare what happened this summer. What happened at the Capitol on Wednesday was built on a lie.
Corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture and this picture.
Okay.
They're the same picture.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Americans are tired of the double standard. They are so tired of it. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence last week, somehow we're wrong.
Unchained and unstoppable.
A lot of people have drank the poison of white supremacy, and that's what Donald Trump represents.
Did you mean for all those words to come out together, or did they just fall out randomly?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Have drank. I believe that would be have drunk. But, hey, who's counting? It's AOC, you know? All right. 844-500-4242. I have a confession to make. I have not been following very closely the historic debate on the House floor this afternoon about impeachment 2-0 or 3-0, whatever it is. But as I walked in the studio today, I noticed that one of the TV sets was on, and I watched a Democrat Solon, a statesman, speaking. I couldn't, you know, I can't, that's another reason I'm not watching it, because the Democrats are all wearing masks. Because that's their current virtue signaling, one of the many forms of virtue signaling. So you can only hear, but I saw underneath the chyron, and that identified the speaker, who was shocked and appalled and was speaking out on behalf of the United States Constitution and the rule of law and order, of as Representative Gregory Meeks, Democrat, South Queens. Okay? I would advise you, if you don't know who Representative Gregory Meeks, South Queens, is, go just Google it, Gregory Meeks scandal, and you'll be amazed at the stories that come up. I'll just give you three of them that come up. This from the New York Times. Representative Meeks cries poor, but he lives the good life. Another story that comes up, if you Google Gregory Meeks scandal, he's deeply appalled and shamed and humiliated that President Trump is the leader of the free world still. Queens Rep. Gregory Meeks under House investigation for possible ethics violations. Okay, want another one? Meet the most corrupt congressman, comma, possibly ever. So these are the people who are leading the charge. You have Nancy Pelosi, and I'm going to tell you about how Twitter, I'll tell you later how Twitter censored me when I tried to post a story about Nancy Pelosi's father. Apparently, he was under investigation by the FBI for his mob ties. The FBI just dropped some more documents on January 6th, a week ago today, the day of the protests, the riots. But you can't post anything about that on Twitter. I know you're shocked, but I'll fill you in on it a little bit later. Others taking part, Adam Schiff, the very ethical Adam Schiff, who's been leaking classified information, allegedly, it appears, and who has had his picture taken with various Democrat worthies who were like Mr. Buck out in Southern California, who's now under indictment for allegedly killing gay escorts by giving them drug overdoses, among other things. Eric Swalwell, he's one of the House managers for impeachment. Eric Swalwell, who slept with a communist Chinese spy, had a sexual relationship with her, but nobody ever mentioned it until just very recently. He actually ran for president. You know, he gives new meaning to the old James Bond novel and book, The Spy Who Loved Me. Jerry Nadler, he's involved in this as well. Jerry Nadler from New York. Another one from New York City, like Gregory Meeks. He's from, I think Nadler's from the west side of Manhattan. He's the one who said last summer that Antifa didn't exist, that it was a myth. Myth. Okay, so I'm just giving you the reasons why I'm not taking this too seriously. 844-500-4242. So, Pelosi, now you may remember this. We have a cut from Gohmert quoting Pelosi's words from last summer. I assume he's going to refer to, I think the quote is, she was asked about the rioting and the looting and the arson, the millions of billions of dollars in damage that Antifa and Black Lives Matter were doing, the Democrat voters, and how they were running amok. They were actually killing people. And she said, people are going to do what people are going to do. That's what she said. Let's play Louie Gohmert, Republican from the 1st District of Texas, talking about Pelosi, what she said then as opposed to what she's saying now. Cut 24.
I just don't even know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be. Sadly, the domestic enemies of our voting system and honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in Congress of the United States. We were called enemies of the state. Those are all quotes from our speaker. Now, on our side, we didn't take those to be impeachable because we didn't believe she surely meant that.
Trump didn't call anybody enemies of the people. He called the press enemies of the people on a couple of occasions. I don't think he did it last Wednesday. He said, go down there and peacefully and patriotically demonstrate. Right? All right. 844-500-4242-617. Not watching either. If I want to see a bunch of people trying to crucify someone with no evidence, I will watch a passion play next Easter. Yeah, I mean, this whole thing, you know what this thing, I don't watch passion plays, but I watch old movies. And I like to watch an old Western. And this really reminds me of the mobs, the old lynch mobs, you know, that this is a high-tech lynching, as Clarence Thomas would say. They're just after him for reasons of wanting to lynch somebody. They don't like him. Show me the man and I will show you the crime. And here it is yet again. First it was the Russian hoax, then it was the Ukrainian piffle, as Michael Goodwin calls it in the New York Post, and now it's this. All right. 844-500-4242. So, you know, all these New York politicians, though, I mean, you'd think they would have something better to do than try to impeach President Trump on his way out the door. You know, they have some big problems in New York with this vaccine. Have you noticed this? I mentioned it earlier that Cuomo was saying if you vaccinate, he's put in these new regulations that if you vaccinate the wrong person, you can be fined up to $1 million if you're a health clinic. So apparently there was someone from the New York Post who went to a clinic to get a test, probably had to get on an airplane and didn't want to get hassled at the airport or something, so she just wanted to have her little papers in order. So she was getting a test. They were shoving it up the Q-tip up her nose or whatever. And so she or somebody at the clinic noticed that there was an unused vaccine. And I don't know exactly the way it played out, but she ended up getting the vaccine, even though she's not over the age of 75 and she's not a prisoner. They gave the prisoners the vaccines first, of course, just like Massachusetts did. And then they weren't going to give anybody between the ages of 65 and 74 the vaccines until all the quote-unquote first responders, i.e. in New York State union members, public union members, had gotten the vaccine. They changed that yesterday. So the New York Post reporter, who's apparently under 65, got the vaccine. And now the Cuomo administration is threatening to fine the clinic for giving her the vaccine. I don't know if they're going to get the six-figure fine or the $1 million fine. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Someone says 207 is remembering Judge Roy Bean, the hanging judge in Texas. They made a movie about him, John Huston, starring Paul Newman. It was a great movie for back in the 70s. I don't know if it'd be the, if it would fare well, stand up. But he always said, we'll give him a fair trial and then we'll hang him. They're not even giving him a fair trial, though. Anyway, we'll take your calls here, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. With Joe Biden as our next president, your home heating bills are about to start skyrocketing. But Eden Pure has a heater that will save you up to 50% on your heating bills. It's right behind me there. You see it right over my shoulder. Which way? That way. Yeah. And It is the Eden Pure Gen 30 Classic Infrared Heater. It uses state-of-the-art infrared heat to warm you to the core. It's even been proven to keep you warmer than your furnace and save you money on your heating bills every month. The Gen 30 heater doesn't dry out the air in the room. This helps prevent dry skin. And it's safe totally. If you have pets or young kids around, you don't need to worry about the heater tipping over and catching fire. The Gen 30 heater has an automatic safety tip over shut off feature. If you just try to move it around, it'll probably shut off.
It does
just on its own.
Yeah, if you try to move it around when it's still on, yeah, it kicks off. So
yeah,
it's not too sensitive where just a small adjustment is going to knock it off power, but if a kid or a dog or even a cat knocks it over, it's going out. But
right.
I do use it in the baby's room, and it's not a dry heat. The baby's fine, loves it, and it's just a great product. I couldn't recommend it any more than I do.
I feel the same way. And look at it. It's not a bad looking product, unlike earlier space heaters. All previous space heaters with real wood surrounding it, it will look beautiful in any of your rooms too. Don't be caught with huge heating bills. Eden Pure is extending their New Year's sale, so go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie Deal. You'll receive an extra $25 off their lowest sales price and free shipping with code word Howie Deal. This is a great deal, so order now at EdenPure.com. Eden Pure, never be cold again. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is the second time that you've laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Take advantage of HelloFresh's New Year's sale and get simple recipes and fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free. Right now, get 10 free meals, including free shipping, during HelloFresh's New Year sale with code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. That's code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you plan on leaving Twitter? Yes, no, or I've never been on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it immediately because I was going to go to Parler, but Parler's down, so I'm going to stay with it. But, you know, I'm watching, I seem to be losing about 2,000 followers a day. So, and again, I'm not complaining, I'm just pointing it out. So I'm going to leave eventually, especially now that they've censored me. Like, you know, I guess they could have thrown me off. That would have been worse than just being censored and stopped from posting stuff. But they're cracking down on anybody who doesn't toe the party line. So, yes, I'm leaving.
36% say they're leaving. 1% say they're not. 63% say they've never been on Twitter.
All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play one cut from Representative Gates about the hypocrisy here, about what's going on at the Capitol here. Cut 17.
Democrat members of Congress raised funds for groups attacking our police, burning our cities, destroying our businesses, establishing autonomous zones, and they were celebrated as justice warriors. Wednesday, they called for unity, democracy, and healing. Now, just days later, seeking power and political advantage, the Democrats have reverted to the mean. They've gone back to their natural state, the party of impeachment, removal, and division.
Well put. Well put. And here's Nadler. And again, Nadler is the guy who said that Antifa is a myth. Remember, he was waddling around in his district, and some guy came up to him and just asked him flat out. And he didn't know how to respond. And he didn't have a hot dog to stuff in his mouth, so he had to respond to the question. But this is what he's saying. That was what he was saying then. This is what he's saying now. Cut 21.
We will bring the rioters to justice. Their accomplices in this house will be held responsible.
Their accomplices.
But today, we must focus on the gravest threat first. President Trump, who incited this riot and who remains a grave danger to the nation.
Gravest of the grave. He incited a riot by asking them to peacefully and patriotically protest. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to get the word out that Nancy seems to be all hell-bent and what have you on the codes. Why doesn't the president, my President Trump, turn around and just turn the codes over to the vice president?
I don't think he's going to do that. I want him to declassify everything. Holly Robichaud posted a good column on our website yesterday, HowieCarrShow.com. Declassify everything. They say the CIA has declassified all of its UFO documents, but I'm not buying that they declassified everything. Again, I don't trust the CIA as far as I could throw them. Ditto for the FBI. And I would just like to see President Trump. I don't care, what kind of procedures he has to go through. Just whatever he can declassify, just unredact it and let us see everything. We want to see the reality of what the Democrats tried to do to him. And we're never going to see it if he doesn't do it in the next week or so. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul. You there, Paul? Or Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, hi, Howie. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Yeah. So if they convict Trump after he leaves office, right, to try to keep him from running again, what if he runs again and wins? What will the Democrats do? Protest the electoral vote? Have a rally at the Capitol?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they're never going to be able to convict him. They're never going to get 33 or 34 or however many. What would they need? They would need 17 Republican senators to vote to convict him. They're never going to get that. So it's just a moot point. He wants to be Grover Cleveland of the 21st century. He wants to come back and win in 2024. I don't know. I mean, given what they're doing to him, I don't know if he would still be a viable candidate. But I don't think this is seriously about trying to stop him from running for president again. This is just about trying to humiliate him and just disinter his political corpse on the way out the door, like the English did with Oliver Cromwell in 1661, or the Massachusetts colonials, the colonists did with King Philip, the chief of the Massasoits back in the same time frame, 17th century. That's what they used to do in primitive times. And the Democrats are a primitive bunch. You know, they've always been a primitive bunch. They're the party of secession. They're the party of lynchings. They're the party of Jim Crow. They're the party of massive resistance. That's who they are. Their hero, FDR, appointed a Klansman to the U.S. Supreme Court. He interred over 100,000 Japanese-American citizens in World War II. This is what the Democrat Party is. They're always looking for a new group of scapegoats, and that's what it is. 617, I want all the investigative reports on Swalwell and Fang Fang, that's his girlfriend, the Chinese spy, on the front page of the New York Post. Yeah, that would be good, too. Declassify all that information. 844-500-4242. It's 347, the purpose of this impeachment theater is to get sound bites on the nightly news for the low-info voters to lap up. And the low-info voters, a lot of them have trust funds, you know, and they're living in their parents' basement, and they're just consumed with rage and hatred over the people who work, against the people who work for a living. And they're going to give money to these fools. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm just looking at a text here. 617, I'm just reading Globe article about COVID in the MWRA system. I see the headline, Baker says vaccine will be administered to those in shelters, prisons, and senior housing. Prisons are important. You know, they want to get out of the prison because they're going to be infected. But, and then they want to do contact tracing if you go anywhere, like to New York or Florida or anywhere, and you come back, they want to contact trace you when you get off the plane because you could be infected from somewhere. Aren't the prisoners the most safe people of all? Because they're not going anywhere. Why are we exposing them to the danger of letting them out of prison? That's what I want to know. Baker and Cuomo are the and Newsom, I guess. They're probably the three biggest clowns in the whole mess. Anyway, I think Grace is here with Grace's news.
I am here, Howie, and I have a lot of news to get to. I know that you mentioned this in the first segment about Louie Gohmert and what he said, the Republican representative Louie Gohmert of Texas, and what he quoted Nancy Pelosi on the House floor today. And the quote was, I just don't even know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be. That was a direct quote from the speaker. This was at a different cycle of the news when the left was talking about children being separated from their parents at the border. So I know you know that, Howie, and I know that. But Twitter does not understand that Louie Gohmert was quoting Nancy Pelosi, and they're freaking out. I'm talking blue check marks, saying Louie Gohmert calls for more violent uprisings. And other people say, oh, my
That's
gosh,
great.
Holy bleep, is Gohmert calling, encouraging more uprisings? Did I hear that right?
No, you didn't.
Louie Gohmert literally just asked for Trump supporters to commit violence on live TV prior to the insurrection. Why is he even there? I do not say this lightly.
Does anybody we know say this?
Sarah Reese-Jones. These are all political people with blue check marks. Jason Applebaum.
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, no, nobody really does. But, I mean, they have blue check marks and I don't.
Grace,
so.
How about the fact that it took them 9 months to get $600 to all these Americans whose lives have been terribly impacted by the panic, right? And Nancy Pelosi, by her own admission, held up the $600 that a lot of people needed. There are a lot of scammers, but a lot of people needed that money. But it only takes them 8 days or maybe 8 minutes to impeach Donald Trump over something he didn't really do.
Yeah, they're calling it a snap impeachment. And Howie, I think it's amazing that all Republicans, it doesn't matter who, I across the board, all Republicans condemned what happened at the Capitol, but the Democrats are really doubling down on not condemning the riots like that happened over the summer. You'd think that people like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo would say, listen, you know, we have to kind of be consistent here. All violence is bad. But I saw on CNN last night, they were both justifying it to each other. The two brainiacs, one was saying, oh, no. This was for racial change and justice and all of these things. And it's just, there's no consistency.
I said my column last week, Grace. Some riots are more equal than others. I was paraphrasing George Orwell. And it's definitely true, isn't it?
It's so true. And John Hinderacher from Powerline Blog had a really good post on that as well. He said, you know, good riots versus bad riots. Remember how we CNN, I said this today during my show, but remember CNN had that ad that said, this is an apple? And they had the apple standing there and it said, this is an apple, this is a banana, whatever it was. It's like they act as if they can call things out when they see it, but they can't. They're so blinded by hatred for Donald Trump that they can't even, and it makes them so short-sighted. They can't see anywhere beyond Orange Man. It's really pathetic. But it's catching on because the third bank has officially cut ties with Trump in the wake of the Capitol riots.
Oh, yeah. I got a whole list I'm going to read of people who have and institutions that have gone after him. Did you see that the city of New York is going to cancel all of its contracts with the Trump organization? They amount to $17 million, and the Trump people say they're going to fight it in court. There is a alderman in Chicago who has he's going to file legislation to force the Trump name off one of the skyscrapers in Chicago. In West Palm Beach, Grace, they've already done that. They took, you know, it was apparently adversely affecting property values on these two high-rise buildings on the Intercoastal Waterway that had Trump's name on it. So they just took down the names. But now this woke alderman wants to force the name off. I mean, do any property rights still apply anywhere? Do any First Amendment rights apply anywhere?
No, the answer is no, to tell you the truth, Howie. And honestly, it's amazing to me that in a place like New York, where they have so much to worry about, their list of priorities is so deranged. They should not be worrying about anything to do with Trump or his businesses or his banks or his buildings. They should be worried about their vaccine rollout and trying to revive what used to be the biggest cultural spot in the world and is now completely gone. I mean, it's like a ghost town there. That's what they should be worried about.
Well, now they're pivoting. Brian Joondeep, our friend out in Denver, the physician, had a great column today about how they're pivoting now away from the lockdowns because Joe Biden is about to become president. They're probably going to change the way they conduct these, what do you call them, PCR or PRC tests, so that they'll be showing fewer positives. And so they'll say that's Biden's doing, rather than just changing the protocol for testing. And now they say they have to reopen the schools and all this stuff. I just got a text, Grace. Great things are happening in Massachusetts. Three or four restaurants that I frequent are refusing to abide by the 25% capacity rule. Another restaurant has two huge banners outside telling Baker to only take 25% of his salary. Will 781, will you send me the name of that restaurant? I'd like to get some pictures of that restaurant with those two signs saying, telling Baker to only take 25% of his salary because he only wants the restaurants up to have 25% of his salary. And somewhat 508, Grace, there's an old saying, I think it's from Ralph Waldo Emerson, consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. So you can't expect consistency from Democrats and their Democrat operatives with press passes in the media.
I totally agree. And speaking of no consistency, you make this point a lot, Howie, that when you bring in a new administration and it's a Democrat, you stop hearing a lot of those go-tos. It's usually the grim milestone, you know, people who are dying overseas in war, that they stop reporting on that. And right now it's obvious, like you just said, they're going to lower the cases. It's not going to be as crazy. It's not going to be, oh, you know, we've reached a peak. Everything's going to go smoother now that Joe Biden's in office. But I noticed two other things that came back in fashion. And this is the thing about the Democrats. They're so quick. They think our memories are so small because we are credulous boomer rubes. So how long can we remember this stuff for? Nancy Pelosi was quoting Abraham Lincoln today. I did not know that was back in fashion. I didn't know Abe Lincoln was.
I thought we were
again.
Taking his statues down.
Right, but Joe Biden's
president.
We did
it in Boston at Park Square.
Joe Biden's president-elect, Howie. That means Honest Abe is honest once more. And another thing I wanted to tell you is, I don't know if you saw this, so Nancy Pelosi was on the House floor today, and she was, you know, making her spiel or whatever, and she addressed herself as a mother, as a wife, as the daughter of someone who was in Congress, all of these pronouns and titles that I thought we weren't supposed to be using anymore. I thought that was part of her, you know, gender neutral ban, that you weren't supposed to be a mother or a wife. You were supposed to be
right.
A person or
a spouse,
a
sibling.
Right. So that's back in fashion too now, too. Now you can be a wife and a mother again, or you can be a father or a husband. You couldn't be one a week ago, but now that's back because they're trying to, you know, really sell their case
again,
for impeachment.
Grace, consistency, the hobgoblin of small minds.
It's so, so true. And lastly, Howie, can I end on a little bit of a happier note?
What's that?
Crocs. Crocs have made a huge quarantine comeback. The
crocodiles?
No, Crocs the shoes.
Oh.
But honestly, Crocs.
I was going to say, how are Crocs benefiting from the from the lockdown?
Howie's like, I didn't know they left. the proudly ugly utility shoe brand favored by everyone from Justin Bieber to your average home gardener expects to report, Howie, this is kind of amazing, a fourth quarter revenue spike from $407 to $410 million for 2020. They've had a 25% bump in 25% bump in 2021. Isn't that crazy? There are some businesses that have thrived during the pandemic, and Crocs are one of those businesses.
Yeah, and another one is Amazon. And again, we're encouraging all of our listeners, if you could buy products directly from the people who are providing the product, the business, the retail, even if it's a retailer, don't use Amazon if you can, because Amazon is trying to shut us down.
And you know what I noticed, Howie, is that the big pull for Amazon for a lot of people is the free shipping. But a lot of these companies now offer that as well. A lot of companies are, you know, they're trying to meet the market and figure out how to get people to buy from them. So they offer free shipping or coupons or whatever. So if you can try to make the effort, even if it's just a little bit, we got to hit them where it hurts. And that's their pocketbook.
Right. And we had the free shipping deal yesterday on Kennedy Babylon, the two books. That deal, it was a one-day-only deal with Howie Carr Prime. But we'll try to come up with some other stuff for Howie Carr Prime. Maybe some of my other books later in the week or next week.
Exactly.
But we'll work on it.
Howie, could I give one plug?
Yes.
Everyone make sure you tune in to Howie's lead-in, Grace Curley, at the Grace Curley Show from 12 to 3 on RKO and from 1 to 3 on a lot of Binney stations in New Hampshire. We always have a lot of great guests and a lot of great content.
All right, Grace, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I just talked to my barber. I made an appointment, and I called it about 2:30, and he said, I'm watching Grace. And he said, I dare say that she's doing a better job than you are, Howie. And I said, I'm not offended because, you know what, I own the show.
That's so true. Otherwise, you'd be nervous that you're being Wally Pipped.
Wally Pipped or maybe Donald Killeen or Wimpy Bennett. That would be even worse than being Wally Pipp.
It's all under the Howie Carr Show umbrella, guys. So Howie's all for it.
All right. Thank you, Grace. We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. We're all looking for ways to save money, right? Especially now. So let me ask you this. How would you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on home and car insurance. That's why when I was shopping for insurance, I used Gabby. This is the time of year we go shopping for insurance as we're trying to cut our expenses down. Well, Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. Just link your current insurance account, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see the quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. That's what I did. It was fast and it was easy. I mean, a lot of us, like myself, we got our insurance a very long time ago, maybe when we just bought our first house or just got our driver's license and got a cheap car. You got your father's insurance agent and he's long gone now, but you've still got the same insurance. It's time to check it out. Check out the alternatives. You can save money. I logged in with my current insurance and I was shown dozens of different quotes, and I saved, I think, about $500 or $600 just on my car insurance alone. As I mentioned earlier, Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. I bet that would be nice to have in your pocket every year. If they can't find you savings like they did for me, they'll let you know so you can relax knowing you have the best rate out there. The longer you've had your insurance policy, the more likely it is Gabby can help you out. And they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. You're probably overpaying on car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabby.com/Howie. 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 I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him.
He's not like the others. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. How classic is that, that Louie Gohmert quotes Nancy Pelosi from last summer, and now he's being accused of inciting an insurrection by quoting her words. If it weren't for double standards, they'd have no standards at all. And speaking of double standards, let's play a cut from Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. And, of course, he's being torched by the moonbats of the Buckeye State and of the Twitter universe. But he's right on top of things. Cut 16.
Americans are tired of the double standard. They are so tired of it. Democrats object to more states in 2017 than Republicans did last week, but somehow we're wrong. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence this summer, the violence last week, somehow we're wrong.
So true. So true. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, I was just thinking that it's a fine line between prosecution, persecution, and creating a martyr. I could see Trump wearing all this like a badge of honor and starting another party.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it'd be, certainly among those of us who voted for him, he could end up being a martyr. And you're right, there is a thin line between persecution and prosecution. And given AOC's, unease with the English language, I'm surprised that she didn't refer to the prosecution as persecution today herself. I don't know how I feel about a third party, but we just got to see how things unfold here. I'm still not sure that I believe that Mitch McConnell is really all in on this impeachment. I'm kind of surprised, though, that there are up to six Republicans are going to vote for impeachment. And some of them are the usual suspects, like Kinzinger from Illinois and Dick Cheney's daughter from Wyoming. But some of them I've never heard of. But still, I'm kind of appalled that the Republicans are going along with this impeachment theater. COVID theater, impeachment theater, everything is a game for the low info voters, it seems like. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, hi, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. You know, talking about insurrection, they keep talking insurrection. If there is one symbol which was a cause for insurrection, and it was a disgusting symbol and a slap and a disrespectful to the American people or to the voters of, is when Pelosi ripped off the speech, the State of
the Union message last year. Yeah, as Trump was leaving, she tore it up. And some people said that was government property, and that's one of these sort of artifacts, as it were, and that she could have been charged with destroying government property. Yeah, but again, she's a Democrat, so there are no standards. But thanks for pointing that. I'd neglected to think about that for a while. Samantha, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Samantha.
Hi, Howie. I appreciate that you taking my call. I'm from the Cape. I live in Harwich. I'm just calling regarding Nate Nickerson. You know, it's been in the paper down here on the Cape, and
right.
I know you had him on your show. I mean, he's having a hell of a time. I mean, people have turned his back on him, they're boycotting the business. I mean, you know, talk about freedom of speech. He should be able to feel how he wants. I mean, they're taking to task the fact that you asked him, you know, how was it? And he said, yeah, it was a good time. Well, I'm sure he wasn't one of the people breaking in.
He wasn't. He didn't know about it. Most of the people that were there didn't even know about what happened until they got back to their hotel room or got on social media. Nate Nickerson, we stand behind him 100%. The good news for Nate is his business is closed until the late spring. So I think he's going to make it. I talked to him again last night. He seems to be doing better. I'm Howie Carr.